Black culture just got a big boost in Wichita. The Kansas African American Museum's been given permission to expand onto 8 acres of city property. That's good news for the small museum that's operating out of a 90-year-old Baptist church. For more, NPR's Farai Tadea spoke with its executive director, Eric Key.
So first of all, Kansas. Can you give us a bird's eye view of your collection and what life used to be like for black folks in and around Wichita?
Oh, this is one part of the cattle drive came through Wichita, which really gave Wichita its beginning. And, of course, African Americans were on that cattle drive. And the piece of property that we're speaking about happens to be the site where they would rest, and the African Americans would be a part of the cattle drive, rest on this site. The cattle would graze out of the Arkansas River. And so we feel that it's a great site to historically anyway. And then with all the riverbank improvement, it's just a great site. Kansas overall is a part of the Underground Railroad. Everybody knows Brown versus the Topeka Board of Education, which took place in Topeka, Kansas. So Kansas is strong in African-American history.
So Wichita City Council agreed to let you build on the land, but there's a catch. What were the stipulations with the new lease?
Well, we have to first raise the money to build the new building, and we have 5 years to do so. In signing the lease, it basically set aside that piece of property until almost 4.5 years, you might as well say 5 years, for us to raise our $15 million needed for the new building.
Now, we've done stories on African-American philanthropy, and it can be a little hard to squeeze the dollars out of the black community sometimes. How much are you expecting the community to give to your effort?
A good percentage. We're a small community, and the African-American community is even smaller. But we are beginning to talk with the faith-based community, and they're willing to assist in any way that they can. And, of course, we'll look at our civic and social groups to do their part as well. Initially, background, a lot of people and a lot of organizations have been waiting for us to unveil the capital campaign so that they could help. A lot of individuals have expressed interest in donating to this this project. And we're speaking of African Americans. A lot of forefathers, people who were here before I became the director, have signed on the campaign and setting aside dollars to give to this campaign. So now it's just a matter of unveiling it and moving forward.
So why specifically is this gift of land or this grant of land so important?
Well, it signifies to the community that we do have a property, and it also signifies to the corporate community that we do have a site identified for the museum. And that's usually extremely important when you're asking donors, because the question comes back is, who else is supporting you? And the first thing we can say, we already have our property. And then the second part, particularly if you're looking to raise some dollars outside of your community, they want to look at all of those factors, not only what the community is doing, what the business community is doing locally, but what the local politicians are doing as well.
I have one last question for you.
Okay.
When you think about the history of African Americans in Kansas, and you think about the history of Native Americans in Kansas, how do they intersect in positive and negative ways?
Oh, they intersect mostly in positive ways. Even with early American history, we knew that the Native Americans and the African Americans really got along to a point there was a springboard, if you would say, of a mixed culture, and became the Blackfoot Indians. And also the African Americans, along with the Native Americans, came to Kansas as a part of the Trail of Tears that came through Kansas, and part of that resettlement of the Native Americans from the South to reservations.
Well, Eric Key, thank you so much.
Oh, you're perfectly welcome.
That was NPR's Farai Tadea speaking with Eric Key, executive director of the Kansas African American Museum in Wichita.